All right, joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. And Patrick, of course, this is election week, and a lot of things are hinging upon the outcome of this election between President Trump and Joe Biden. And it could be an interesting thing to see what happens to gas prices after Tuesday. What are kind of your early thoughts on that?
Boy, it could be a volatile week to go along with the volatile year that it's been. But so far here this morning, overnight, you know, now that there's kind of a new concern about a potential legal challenge to some of the election results, basically that is concerning markets due to the fact that it could slow down stimulus, it could slow down a whole lot of things, could slow down the results of a highly contested election. And in the midst of this, we have coronavirus cases that continue to surge. President Trump yesterday signaling that perhaps he would fire Fauci. And so that's just another thing to contend with here with the economy. And oil prices overnight were down at 1.4% to their lowest level since May. We've picked up a little bit, but we're still at about $35 a barrel. What that means for gas prices, well, it's been a pretty notable week. Average prices in Indiana, as well as Indianapolis, have fallen back under the $2 a gallon mark, and they continue to fall. Indianapolis now at $1.95, with some stations at $1.69 a gallon. We could see more low prices this week.
Yeah, it seems like to me, at least my early thought is, if you need to fill up, it might be better to fill up today or tomorrow while prices are this low, because you have no idea what it's going to be like later in the week if indeed the election results are challenged.
I think that's exactly right. You know, it may not be a bad idea to fill your tank probably maybe by Wednesday. There's no hike on the radar yet, so to speak, but that could happen later this week, depending on what happens with the election. It has been about 10 days now since our last hike, and as you and I have said before, we tend to see hikes every 10 to 14 days, so we could go a little longer for the next hike. It really just depends on the price of oil and overall markets, and right now there's a lot of anxiety in those markets, so keep an eye on it. There's no guarantee of a price hike this week. If we did see a hike, it would probably be just over $2 a gallon. So I think there's a lot of downward potential still in gas prices.
I want to hit on something you just mentioned moments ago. President Trump considering, there's no way of knowing if he will actually do this, but considering firing Dr. Fauci from the coronavirus task force, what impact do you think that could have on gas prices? Do you think it could lower demand because it could cause coronavirus to go up even more?
Well, you know, there's a lot of pessimism with it. It's a sign of a volatile cabinet, a volatile White House to see that. And that could score more concern about the economy, about President Trump's second term if he gets reelected, what things could look like. So it's really a level of anxiety that we haven't seen here in the U.S. There's a whole lot around this election to be worried about, to be a little bit nervous about, no matter what side you're on. And I think the less stability we see from President Trump, the more we could see oil prices go down.
Where are you seeing some of the cheapest spots for gas in Indiana? I know you mentioned there's some spots where $1.69 a gallon is available.
Yeah, looking at the lowest prices, we are seeing prices in Northwest Indiana pretty low as well. $1.68 in East Chicago, Schererville $1.70. But when looking at Indianapolis, $1.69 at the Walmart in Northwest Indianapolis at 86th and Colby. Some of the other prices, Greenfield, which tends to be low, stations there are at $1.78. So it's really hit or miss. Fire up the Gas Buddy app if you need to fill up. We'll show you where the cheapest prices are.
All right, Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy. Patrick, can't wait to talk to you in a week to see where the state of gas prices are and where the oil and gas industry is post-election.
Likewise. We'll talk to you in a week, John.